All right, I'd like to welcome you to the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. bringing you the good marketing gospel. We're not saving souls. We're saving businesses. We're saving jobs. We're saving our community. Now, if I say we're slowed along the way, that's okay, too. We'll just call that icing on the cake. Now, the mission here at the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show is to build strong businesses in our community so that we can put our people to work. And we do that with business development, job creation, and service. So if you ever find yourself at a business crossroads and not sure which way to turn, just turn on the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. We're on a mission here. We're on a mission trying to build some economic empowerment, trying to create jobs in our community, trying to put people to work. Now, we're not just trying to create any old job. I think we heard presidential candidate last night, Ms. Kamala Harris. She accented something that I've been saying for many years. We're not just trying to get jobs because right now we have the unemployment rate is down lower than it's been in decades. But you have to remember also, during slavery, there was almost zero unemployment in our community. So we just can't talk about a low unemployment rate. We're talking about the quality of the jobs.
Absolutely.
We're talking about the economic condition of our entire community. And we have to look beyond self. We have to look at the total picture. And when we do that, we realize we have much work to do. My name is Robert Gatewood. I'm your host. My company is Gatewood Marketing and Web. You can find out more about me and my company by going to gatewoodmarketing.com. And we are here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. and I bring you the good marketing gospel. I also have a great co-host with me today, Mr. Danny Jones. Welcome to the show, Danny.
Thank you, Robert. It's always a pleasure to be here.
Danny, why don't you reintroduce yourself to our audience, please?
My name is Danny Jones. I am the CEO and founder of Abundant Asset Alliance Group, Incorporated, a financial and legal business consulting firm. We create financial freedom programs to help people to reduce and eliminate their debt.
Wow. Now, you said the word there, financial freedom. Now, this is the last show before traditional Independence Day, 4th of July. And so the next time we come on the air, it'll be July 5th, and we will have already passed that date. So I'm going to be one of the first ones to declare independence and attack of freedom because I think it's time to talk about our own economic freedom and how to get free from economic oppression.
Absolutely.
I think it was no coincidence last night that I heard Kamala Harris. It was a great debate last night, though, by the way.
I missed it, but I heard it was pretty good.
She led up into Joe Biden. Joe Biden, man, he was like hit by a Mack truck. He's like, what was that? I must admit, Joe's a pretty good old guy. I mean, he was President Obama's vice president, served really admirably for 8 years. But he, I think after that debate, a lot of people did start to wonder, maybe it's his time. Is it time to pass the torch?
Has his horse already ridden?
Yeah, so, but Kamala, she came out swinging. Good God almighty, that woman. I like Kamala, too. She's good. She's good. So, I mean, like I said, whoever comes out of the, whoever, you know, is left standing when it's over, I'm sure they'll get my vote. I am a registered Democrat. Actually, I'm an independent, but I usually vote Democratic, and I'm kind of waiting on to see what's going to happen. I think Bernie did a good job. I think some of the others, and even on the night before, some of the other people stood out. Cory Booker did good. Gabbard did well. Castro, some of the people. So it was a great debate, and I'm looking forward to the future debates. But what it adds some context to it, we're going to talk about economic freedom today. And also, Danny, you have a topic that's coming up. What are you going to talk about later on?
I want to talk about how to reduce and eliminate your student loan debt, mortgage debt. Basically, what we want to talk about is how to manage your debt better.
Hmm. How to manage your debt better.
And eliminate that student loan debt.
Ooh, Lord have mercy. Boy, I'm sure some folks want to hear about that.
No doubt.
I'd also like to welcome everybody who's listening on Radio 1. We're right now broadcasting from the nation's capital right outside of Washington, D.C. in Silver Spring, Maryland, at the illustrious studio of Radio 1, founded by Kathy Hughes, Dr. Kathy Hughes. She's actually has a studio, has a Howard University honored her with a School of Communications right up the street to Howard University. I also like to thank the other people over here. Ms. Karen Jackson, she's the head of the sales department over here. Mr. Ron Thompson, program director. Mr. Alonzo Brown, our engineer. And Mr. Nikita, who preceded us on the air, this show, this really is a storied station. It has a very rich past and history.
Yes.
Many people know about, they've been following this station since the days when Dr. Hughes and her son, Alfred, were sleeping on the floor at the studio over in H Street.
Yeah, 4th and H Northeast. I remember those days.
Amen, amen. And we have a great lineup here. We have Tom Joyner in the morning. We have Reverend Al Sharpton in the afternoon. We have Raymond Starks. We have just a great lineup of great show. Radio 1 just has a storied history, and WOL in particular. Just glad to be a part of the family over here. So we're talking about, I come on these airways, Danny, and I preach about economic empowerment. And so I think it's fitting that on the eve of Independence Day, you know, we all know that we weren't really freed on July 4th. That was when the Constitution, when they declared the independence back in 1776, we were still in bondage.
Yes.
And so we didn't really have much to celebrate. Well, it's many years later now, and we do have plenty to celebrate. We made great strides. We made great progress. We have people who have started great businesses. We have people who are in politics, people who started great organizations. But there are many of us that are still under what I might call economic oppression. And I'm asking you today, let's declare your freedom from this economic oppression. Now, the freedom is the ability to control your own destiny.
That's right.
And when you declare freedom, you're also declaring your freedom to better wages, better working conditions, better hours, better time. You have more time to spend with your family, better education opportunities, better access to capital, better mental and physical health. So when we start declaring this freedom and that bug bites you, you also get this itch for this thing called ownership.
Absolutely.
Oh, boy. Somebody know what I'm talking about. Start wanting to own stuff.
That's right.
That's the problem when you become free. So you have to watch when you let folks get free now. They start getting greedy. They want to own stuff. Stuff like they want to own their homes. And we know some of the barriers, and Danny has talked about this on many occasions, and how people have done all kinds of things to prevent us from owning the very homes that we live in.
That's right. You know, Robert, one of the things and I'm glad we're on this topic, but I want to make this very clear to our listeners that we need to start changing the way we think.
Yes.
It's the first step towards becoming owners, becoming financially free. We have to think about the way we think. We can't be in the mainstream and do what everybody else is doing. We have to change the way we do things and be able to apply what we're learning so that we can reduce and eliminate our debt and be in position to be able to be owners of our own businesses and our own homes and know how to manage these things.
Well, you're exactly right, Danny, because our history is different. We can't do the same thing that the people who oppressed us do because we have a different history, a different past. We have to be creative. We have to work together. We have to be collective.
Yes.
And we have to be strategic. That's why when I start talking about ownership, we start talking about owning our homes. We start talking about owning stock. We start talking about owning insurance policies, not just the kind that we used to when we were little kids. We're talking about using insurance as a wealth building tool.
Absolutely.
And then last but not least, we have to start talking about owning our businesses. Now, I want you to look at business in a different way. Owning a business is a means to an end, and that end is economic freedom. Because it's not really an end in itself. Because if we looked at a business ownership as a means to an end, we wouldn't be so slow to start a business, and we wouldn't be so quick to give it up when things start to get tough.
Absolutely.
Because a business is really the manifestation of economic freedom.
This is true. The right to be able to, you know, I always say this about business. You know, when things get tough, people want to quit. But you don't quit that job that you
have. That's right.
You know, because that's the right. bills got to be paid. There's a price to be paid when we're in business for ourselves. We have to put in the same energy, if not greater energy, in our own business, even when we're making money and when we're not, in order to continue to have that continuity. That's what I was talking about
right.
you know, about that change of attitude. You have to treat your business like it's your business.
Well, you said something that's very important, Danny. And I can sum it up by the simple phrase that freedom ain't free.
No.
And that includes the freedom to own a business.
That's right. It is not free, no doubt.
You have to give up something. Now, owning a business is not easy, and it's not for everybody. But you have to ask yourself, and that's why I want you to go into this holiday. You got all week to think about this, as before July 4th. Start thinking about this. And you said it right, Danny. We got to change the mindset. What's more important to you, owning a business or driving around in a big fancy car?
Most people would probably say drive around in a big fancy car, but that car's got to be paid for. And we stay forever in debt. Speaking of cars, you're driving around in that big car, but do you have simple interest or do you have compound interest on your loan? Think about that.
That's so much to think about. Because you know what, Danny? That fancy car that you're driving around in, we're talking about freedom. That fancy car can sometimes be your prison.
That's right.
You driving around in your own prison. The only thing missing are bars on the window. And sometimes these material possessions are the very thing that's standing between us and freedom.
That's right. And your loan off the person that you're borrowing the money from, they are your warden.
So just because we're not in chains, there's nobody standing over you with a whip. Sometimes we create this prison and this slavery is of our own making and undoing. So I'm going to just kind of go into this by saying, we got to give up something. Let's cut back on some of this careless spending because we can own a business. Most people think it's out of our reach because we've been conditioned to think a certain way. We got this 40 hours of, we've been conditioned to work this 40 hours a week for 40 years, and then when it's over, you get 40% of what you used to make. When you can hardly live on it, when we're making 100%. So let's stop some of this uncontrollable spending.
You know, before you go on, Robert, let me say something about that. I just had a meeting yesterday, and one of the things we talked about was how much of your dollar. People say, well, I made $100,000. Where's my money? Most of the money is going to taxes and negative interest that you have on your credit cards, your car notes, your mortgage notes, and all of the other debt that you're holding on to. That negative interest is where your money is going.
We definitely got to hear more about that.
Oh, yes.
And you're talking about some of that, some of those things that are holding us back, that preventing us from being free and buying these businesses, like that debt, like you talked about. We got to get out of some of this debt from we're running. Taking these trips every month. I know you got to go. I know everybody wants to go down to the DR and this place and that. Well, maybe not DR.
No, absolutely not.
But think about when you're trying to start a business, you have to give up something. Freedom is not free. We're going to finish this discussion after the break. I am Robert Gatewood. I'm here with Danny Jones. This is the Marketing Pulpit. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Tell somebody about this show, and we'll be back after the break.
Good morning. This WOL traffic and weather update is sponsored by Valspar. Still very slow on the inner loop of the Beltway. From about St. Barnabas Road to get to the Wilson Bridge, the earlier accident on the bridge that affected both the through lanes and the local lanes was cleared away. Everything is open now, but it's still very heavy trying to get to the Wilson Bridge through Oxon Hill at the moment. Southbound on the Boston-Washington Parkway, the construction in the right lane is back again and delays down from NASA Goddard. This 4th of July, get Valspar paint and stain for the right price at Lowe's with $15 off a gallon and $45 off a 5-gallon pail, valid through July 10th via mail-in rebate. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/paint. Now your WOL weather forecast for today. Partly cloudy, high near 94 degrees. Tomorrow, could see an afternoon thunderstorm. Tomorrow, high near 96. Steve Hirschhorn for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
Oh, All right, we're declaring our economic freedom. We're jumping the gun here. We're not going to wait till July 4th. Man, shoot, the way stuff going on nowadays, man, you have to take, you have to grab opportunity when it presents itself.
Get it while it's hot.
Get it while it's hot. Amen. We're talking about how sometimes we look at freedom and that freedom is not free. We have to make some sacrifices. I want you to look in the mirror today. I want you to kind of do a little soul searching and ask yourself, are you really free? Now, I've never been the one to bash people who are working or have good jobs, and we need that. We need you. We have to do everything we can with all the resources we can muster to collectively move our economic community forward. And that means some people have to take on jobs, work for the government, work in corporate America. But at the same time, we have to collectively look at having ownership. Ownership is the key, regardless of what you're talking about, whether it's a stock, whether it's a bond, whether it's a home, whether it's a business. So what we push on this show is ownership of businesses, and not just for ownership's sake. It's a means to an end to remove some of the shackles of economic oppression that have been so dominant in our community over the years. And there's one of those problems that has many fathers. We talk about racism. We talk about sexism. We talking about classism. There are many reasons that we have found ourselves at the bottom rung of so many of the indicators of success and wealth. But we're not, this show is not an excuse vessel. We are a solutions vessel.
Absolutely.
We're about giving out information. We're about pointing you in the right direction. We're about inspiring you. And so when we're talking about today about declaring your economic freedom, we're talking about also changing your mindset so that you can welcome freedom and recognize it when it comes.
That's right.
Now, ask yourself, are you ready to create something that you can own? Are you ready to set an example for a new generation of freedom seekers and business owners? Now, that's an awesome responsibility. Now, I know Danny has picked up, he's picked it up, he carries it, I see it, it's in his face, it's all over him. I do it on a daily basis. It is it's a big responsibility because people are watching you, they're watching to see what you do, they want to see how you're moving in the world. So we have to set examples. And as business owners, we have a additional weight that we have to carry.
Yes, we do.
Because one, we have to succeed. Now, that is another reason why this show has been so important, is because we're not just about starting businesses. We're about starting successful businesses.
That's right. Successful attitudes towards business.
That's exactly right. And a lot of it starts with your attitude. And that's why I'm pushing today this whole concept of freedom, independence, thinking like an owner. Even if you don't own your business, you have to own the space in which you operate. Sometimes the job we're working on is just a stepping stone to independence and ultimate ownership. Use that opportunity. But if you have the mindset, it doesn't matter whether you're working for somebody or whether you own your own business, you are already free. And like I said, once you become free, it's that stepping stone to start the owning stuff. Owning, ownership. So let's not just think about it. Let's not just talk about it. Let's do something about it. Now you, whether you believe it or not, you already have everything you need to start. That's usually the hard part. You don't need a degree to start. You don't need Robert Gatewood to start. You don't need $100,000 in the bank to start. You have everything you need right now to start. Now, once you get started, that's when you go out and start finding the help, the resources, and the means to make it happen. But you have to start.
Absolutely. Somewhere. And today is the first day of the rest of your life.
There you go. So now, if you need help with this, I want you to call me. Call my company, 301-839-2836, or go to gatewoodmarketing.com. Many people that come to my office, they don't have a clue. All they know is they want to start something. They want to be free. And that's where I come in. Sometimes I have to dig dig down into their soul with them and find that purpose and that reason, that raison d'etre, the reason for being. What is it they're good at? What is their passion about? All you need to know right now is that you want to be free. You make that first step, the other pieces will fall into place. Anyway, that's my freedom speech today. We're coming up on Independence Day, which is going to be on next Thursday. Let's not be stuck on the sidelines. Let's not be so into celebrating and drinking beer and barbecuing that we lose focus.
That's right.
A lot of these things that happen, Danny, that these celebrations that we've been taught to participate in, they were not done by accident.
That's right.
It was to numb you and to keep you off track. You're so busy buying stuff for Santa Claus, you forget about. There's a whole string of holidays that are just put in place to distract you.
That's right. And to take your money so you can't use it for the things that you really should be doing with it.
Like starting your business.
Absolutely.
So anyway, folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I'm Robert Gatewood, your host. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. Bringing you the good marketing gospel. A lot of things are happening in the news as well, Danny.
What's going on?
Well, this is something that's interesting. Investors bought 1 in 5 starter homes in 2018, and that is continuing into 2019.
Which is causing a major concern for the market because there's a lot of single people or couples trying to buy properties, but the investors are sucking up all the good deals.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah.
And this is an article by the New York Times, and they said this trend is pushing the starter homes out of the reach of many families and households.
That's right.
And once again, Dan, it goes back to that mindset. Now, when they say it's pushing this out of the reach of many people, it's pushing them out of the reach of where they are right now mentally.
That's right.
When they change their thought process and they start ridding themselves of debt, trying to get some of these loans off their back, getting their credit scores up, focusing on things that's going to help improve them financially. Stop spending all their money on cars and crystal and the latest fashion with wearing somebody else's label on your backside.
That's right.
You change your way of thinking, all of a sudden, that being pushed out of the marketplace is no longer a reality.
That's right. And more time taken. When you spend more time doing those things and less time, as Robert just alluded to about the holidays and barbecues and all that, we need to start reading a little bit more, listening a little bit more to shows like this and other shows that dedicate its time and its energy to empower us to be stronger than who we are, to be better, each a little bit better every day.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. And like we said earlier, our experience in this country is different as a community. So sometimes the books and the manuals that you are being handed by mainstream is not as applicable. We have to get down in the trenches in our community and work with people who've been there. See, I've been up and down these streets. I've been in corporate America. I've owned a business for the last 25 years. And I can tell you some information that I share is not something you're going to get out of a book. So we got to go to the resources of the people who know and who've been there. And once again, this is not just a plug for me. I'm just saying whoever you need to talk to, don't be afraid to take that step. The opportunity is there, but you have to get the information. Once again, that's a good reason, as Danny stated, to listen to The Marketing Pulpit every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We do bring the good marketing gospel. And if you're going to start a business, your business will not succeed if you don't know how to market that business.
That's right. Or to set it up properly from the very beginning.
Absolutely.
So many businesses fail because people don't really understand how to get a tax ID number, how to set up the LLC, or what's the difference between an LLC and a corporation, a sole proprietor,
right,
independent contractor. You need to take the time to listen and learn about those things so that you may be more empowered to know why you should be one entity or the other, so you don't make the mistake of going this way because your brother did it this way.
That's right. That's exactly right. Another story that's making the news, the cost of college has risen $44 million. This is right up your alley, Dan.
Yes, it is.
44 million Americans own more than $1.5 trillion in student loans.
And most of it has to do with the student loan interest that's being charged to you. Mm. That student loan interest can be reduced and eliminated, just like your student loan debt interest can be eliminated and reduced, just depending on how you change the way. When you look at how much money is being applied from your payments to the principal and to the interest, we have a remarkable plan how to make the companies to cure putting it where it's supposed to be rather than where they're putting it. Because right now they're applying it to their profit and little to the amount that you need to pay down the debt.
Hallelujah. All right, folks, so we're going to take a break in a minute. Also like to thank our sponsor, BLE Executive Suites. If you are thinking about starting a business and you're wondering about where you're going to locate it, what kind of a setup you're going to have, who's going to answer the phone, where you going to get office furniture, who's going to take the mail, where can you have all your meetings, then you need to check out BLE Executive Suites. Now, this is one young lady who has declared her economic freedom. She is free from economic oppression. She is doing it the right way. Bernadette Clay, she's the owner of BLE Executive Suites. It's a family-owned business. She runs it with her two sons, Eddie and Langston, and that's where BLE comes from, Bernadette, Langston, and Eddie. And they have three locations in the Washington, D.C. area, one in Largo Park Center, right in Largo, Maryland, one in National Harbor, and one right over in College Park, which is a hub zone. So when you're thinking about starting that business, I want you to call them for your location needs. Somebody to answer the phone, the internet service, meeting rooms. Call them at 301-322-1700 or go to blesuites.com. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about, Danny's going to talk about some things about that interest and how that interest, negative interest, is maybe hurting you. Later in the show, I'm going to talk about sales channels and how you can get more sales by getting the right sales channels. Marketing Pulpit, we'll be right back after the break.
What's greater than finding a gas station in the middle of nowhere? Knowing that less trips to the pump means less creepy encounters thanks to your all-new 2020 Corolla Hybrid. The first ever Corolla Hybrid with up to 53 city EPA estimated MPG is a game changer. With standard features like sport mode, honeycomb mesh grille, and an 8-inch touchscreen display, it's more than just another hybrid. The Toyota Corolla Hybrid is sleek, fun to drive, and greater than ever. 2020 Corolla Hybrid EPA 53 city, 52 highway, 52 combined MPG estimates. Actual mileage will vary.
Resources and Services Administration.
There have been many great voices that grace the airwaves of WOL. Dewey Hughes, Edie Green, Deanna Williams, Nighthawk, Kathy Hughes, Bernie McCain, Wendy Williams, Johnny D, Mo Better, Moon Man, Jerry Boldy, Bobby Bennett, Al Sharpton, and now we add another to the great tradition.
This is Tom Joyner, now heard weekdays from 6 to 10 on 1450 WOL.
The Tom Joyner Morning Show, continuing the tradition of great radio, Heritage Radio, 1450 WOL. WOL Washington, W240DJ Washington 95.9, WPRS HD2 Waldorf, WKYS HD2 Washington, WMMJ HD2 Bethesda, and worldwide at WOLDCNews.com.
The views and opinions of the following show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of News Talk 1450 WOL, Radio 1 Incorporated, or their management.
All right, folks, I got my celebration hat on over here, my red, white, and blue drawers, and actually red, black, and green. So I'm going to
change the colors. We'll change the colors and the concept.
I'm looking at things a little differently here, folks. This is the Marketing Pulpit. I have Danny Jones here with me today. Give you a couple of quick things you can do between now and July 4th. If you're looking for ways to having some things that have in place that might help you become free. If you're a business owner between now and the 4th, these are quick things I want you to do. Just some tangible things as a business owner. This is for the business owners out there. I want you to identify a networking event you can attend. Networking is so pivotal in the success of a business because you have to start those relationships. You have to build those relationships, vendors, suppliers, partners, contractors, and, of course, clients. Also, while you're sitting around getting ready for the 4th of July between your beers and your hot dogs, start working on that elevator pitch. When you're going out here and meeting folks, I went to the elevator this morning. I was coming in. I met a young lady named Shay. Just gave her my card. And your elevator pitch is not a sales pitch. It's actually an introduction to keep the conversation going. And my pitch is you to say, look, listen to the show. I'm going to the show. Listen to the show. So something that's low, noncommittal, work on that elevator pitch to keep your relationship going. I want you to rank your social media schedule. Right now we have about 1 billion people on Instagram, 2 billion people on Facebook. Are you tapping into that market? If so, go ahead and put yourself a schedule together so it's more effective in the way you interact.
Absolutely.
Get you some testimonies. Get you about 5 testimonies in the next week. Testimonies are so important. It builds credibility. It helps people reduce some of that apprehension about doing business with you. If you're not sure how to do it, just do a survey. Just call somebody. Say, look, I did some work for you a few weeks ago. I'm just checking to see how things went. And they start singing all these praises about you. Just say, hey, can I use that as a testimony? That's a quicker way to get instead of waiting on them to write you, because a lot of time they never will. And also later in the show, on the next segment, we're going to talk about identify new sales channels. Sales channels is the best way to increase your sales. And it's a strategic way of getting your sales up there without going knocking on doors and calling people out of the phone book.
I think that's very, very important. We need that.
So we're going to talk about that coming up at 11:15. But now we're talking about, we got Danny Jones here. He's a minister. He's a debt guy. He's got so many. He wears about as many hats as I do. But today we're going to talk about debt, negative interest. And Danny, tell us how folks can get a little more economic freedom. Why don't you go ahead and tell us what you're talking about?
Well, you know, the main thing is that most of us just simply go into debt. We sign a contract or we get into debt, and we end up owing money to buy a car or to buy a home or to get a credit card or whatever, and student loans as well. And we don't look at how much interest. Let's say your interest rate is 5%, 6%, and the whole thing.
You know what, Danny? Some people are so glad to get that car. Man, they don't realize the interest rate today about 3 payments deep. Man,
that's right.
They realize their neighbor is paying about $200 less for the same car.
But you know what? And you're absolutely correct. But you know, I've had people tell me, well, Danny, I'm doing good. I'm only at 3%. I'm at 4%. But when you look at your paperwork, what is called the amortization schedule, I want everybody to start looking at your paperwork, your car note paperwork. Look at your house loan paperwork for your amortization fee schedule.
Mm-hmm.
What that amortization fee schedule is how much of my payment is being applied, how much of that money is being applied to the principal balance that I owe.
Mm-hmm.
So if I borrowed $10,000 or $100,000 or $200,000, how much of each payment is going to that principal balance?
Mm-hmm.
Because if my rate is only 5%, then 5% of $1,000 is only $50. Mm-hmm. And only $50 should be taken out for interest. If they're taking out more than $50, something's wrong with your contract, and you need to take a look at it. Most people don't know how to fix it. We know how to fix it. I'm going to tell you just a couple of things. Yesterday surprised me. One of my good friends, Peyton, came by the office day before yesterday, and it turned out to be the first anniversary of her eliminating her student loan debt when we used my process. The first 1 year anniversary.
Good for her.
And she eliminated. Now she's working on taking it completely off her credit report because she has eliminated the debt. They failed to do what they were supposed to do. The thing about debt is that just because if we are supposed to pay $500 per month, we still pay $500 a month and we pay it on time. But we can demand that they put the greater amount of the payment to the principal rather than to the interest. If my interest rate is 10% and I pay you $100, then only $10 should be going to interest, $90 should be going to the principal. If they're not doing that, they're deliberately keeping your unpaid principal balance high so they can charge you compound interest on top of the balance. So we have to do what is called verification and validation of our debt. I want you to show me how much of my payment is going to interest, how much is going to principal. If it's off balance and it's not going where it's supposed to be, and I can assure you 98% of the contracts I've seen have your money going where it shouldn't be going versus where it should be going.
So you're saying that some of this, some of the economic oppression that people are experiencing can be remedied?
It can be remedied, because what we do is we send them a letter telling them to cure. In other words, first, verify and validate the debt. Secondly, we want you to be able to provide us with, go back and correct what you've done wrong.
Okay.
Because you're not, so put nothing in the contract gives them permission to apply 60, 70, 80% of our payment to the interest.
Okay.
Nothing in the contract. So the other thing is make them send you a copy of the signed contract that you signed stating that they could do that.
Mm-hmm. And they probably won't.
And do not be afraid. We spend so much time. Pay your payment on that. We're not trying to get out of paying our payment, but I don't want to be 5 or 6 years paying off a car I can pay off in 2.5 years mm-hmm. if you apply my money where it's supposed to go.
Well, what do you do when they say, look, that's just the way it is. You've signed something. Is there something in the writing that, like you say, that can be challenged?
Yes, it is. And they tell you that. This is industry standard. This is what we always do. This is what we've always done. But that doesn't make it legal. And people say, well, Danny, if it's not legal, why haven't the government shut them down? It's called contract law. Once you sign a contract with someone, you're obligated to that contract, but you're not obligated to anything that's not legal in it.
Okay,
so if you find illegality in the contract, you have the opportunity to mediate, litigate, or arbitrate to be able to turn that around. And I don't do it by calling them on the telephone. Stop calling these people because they're just going to blow smoke up your back and make you believe what they tell you. We put everything in writing. I have specific letters designed to cause them to verify, validate, and to cure this debt, or we will see them in court, and we will be the plaintiff and not the defendant.
Mm. So there are people out here, as you just stated, that are paying more than they should for student loans, house notes,
yes,
car notes.
Yes.
I'm sorry, mortgages, house notes. And you're saying that because of something in the contract or that was not in the contract, they could have that revised so that their money can be applied differently, which would reduce the amount of time and money that they're spending.
Absolutely.
Because of that loan.
Give you two examples. One, we had a mortgage loan where the loan was $212,000.
Okay.
Right on the document, on the amortization fee schedule, it shows that they were charging them $476,000 for a $212,000 house because of the way they were compounding the interest. But had that, if it was cured and applied the way it's supposed to, that person's house would have been paid off in 13 years. They've been in at 12 already.
Hmm.
So to cure it brings them back down to now where they don't owe them the extra money that they claimed. The money was reapplied so that now that they are now paying, now they're still paying the same payment, but they only owe maybe about $10,000 in debt to the principal balance. So that's what we need to have them to apply the payment to. We can demand that. It's our debt. It's our money. And we're paying it the way we agreed to in the contract. Even if you're behind, don't be afraid if you're behind. Because if the money was being applied properly, chances are you would have already paid the car note off, the student loan down. Mm-hmm. The other thing is that if they can't verify and validate by providing you with a copy of the contract that you signed, and if it's a third-party collector, if that third-party collector can't provide me with a copy of the original contract I signed with the company they're collecting for, and a contract between them and the company giving them permission to collect my money, then it's identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
How did you get my information? Mm-hmm. Who gave you permission to collect my money? So we put them on the defense and make them comply to the rules and the laws of the Federal Trade Commission, under the Fair Credit Reporting Act, under the Fair Debt Reporting Act. Read these acts. In between sipping your beers this 4th of July, read the Federal Debt Reporting Act, the Federal Credit Reporting Act, read the Bill of Rights, and know your rights in this country so that you have the power to be able to do something different about the debt. We're not trying to stop to not pay the people. We just want them to give us our fair share. By doing that, we will reduce our debt significantly and then have money to be able to invest, in something that prevents us from needing a student loan in the first place.
Oh, have mercy. All right, folks, you're listening to The Marketing Pulpit. I am Robert Gabe with your host. I have Danny Jones here talking about how to get rid of some of this debt. What we're really talking about, that's part of a greater discussion we're having about declaring our independence from economic oppression.
Yes.
Now, you're talking about something that can be really oppressive. We're talking about the burden of debt. Debt is one of the things that causes stress. It causes your health to deteriorate. It breaks up families. It has all kind of bad repercussions.
Yes, it does.
So even when you're trying to start a business, if you have all this unnecessary debt hanging over your head, these car loans and student loans and bad loans at these furniture stores and places like that, you're really off to a bad start.
So what we're trying to do today is to get you to, one, to change your mindset, your mentality, and we have enough money flowing through our community. We have one of the largest economies in the world. I think if we were a country, we'd be like number 10 in the whole world of 190 countries.
That's right.
That's the kind of money we're talking about. But as in part of that indoctrination process, when we were in chains and shackles, physical chains and shackles, there was a perpetuation of it. It became virtual chains and shackles. And what we're trying to do now is to help shed some of those so that we can get on the road to starting these successful businesses and start buying our homes and buying assets that appreciate and not these assets that depreciate the minute you get off the parking lot or I'm not telling people not to go out and enjoy trips and do things like that, but don't go into debt doing it.
That's right.
I'm not telling you not to enjoy yourself a nice set of wheels, but don't go into debt doing it.
When you reduce the debt doing it, then you've taken the money that you were entitled to, reduce the debt, eliminate that cost, and use it. One of my friends called me the other day, said, Danny, I took some of your advice. He said, I sent my car back.
Oh.
I sent it back. I'll take the hit on my credit for now, build it back up. He says, I went and paid $1,500 for a car. He says, I was paying $700 a month for He bought a $1,500 BMW. He said it needed repairs. But he said the $700 a month that I was spending, he said I took half of that $350, and every month, $350, 100% of it, was dedicated to putting new parts and fixing up the car, getting it painted, and everything that I needed done. He said, not to mention 100% of that money was being used for what it was intended to. Hmm. Not some going to the lender, going to this one or that one, having to worry about contracts, because all of the money that I saved, I was able to use it to build that car up.
Folks, we're talking about building economic independence and declaring your independence from economic oppression today.
That's right.
That's what we're talking about. You got to get rid of some of this debt, and we're talking about taking some of that money and starting a successful business. And back in 2008, I wrote a book called Played in Full, called The Economic Exploitation of Black America. And I wrote this book because of some of the things that I have experienced as working in corporate America for many years and starting my own company, and just realizing how, as people, we are just downright played.
Yes, we are. Like a violin, and we're horns.
It is so bad. It's so bad. And, of course, some people are going to say, well, look, everybody gets played like that. But, see, because of our unique history, we are more susceptible to things. And some of those same players that played us, that kept us in bondage back then, are still playing us today. Some of these same insurance companies, they made their money insuring slave ships. And some of those same companies now are still playing us to this very day. So if you want a good read, just go to playedinfull.com. And that's one of my tips I'm going to offer you today to get yourself caught up on some of the ways that we can start breaking some of these shackles and declaring ourselves free from economic oppression. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit. Thank you, Danny. Danny's going to be with us the rest of the show. We're going to be back in a moment. We're going to talk about how to create additional sales for your company through creating sales channels. And also, Danny's going to give out his information. Go to marketingpulpit.com to find out more about the show. And we're also going to give away some tickets in a few minutes to the MFL, which is kicking off their season this Saturday. Marketing Pulpit will be right back after the break.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk, 1450 AM WOL and 95.9 FM.
Good morning. This WOL traffic update is sponsored by Subway. Southbound Baltimore Washington Parkway at 410, construction in the right lane as you slow from the Beltway now, heading south toward the district. Southbound on Branch Avenue near 301, it was construction in the right lane. That's going to slow you down. Brandywine outbound New York Avenue, it was an accident near North Capitol Street, just got cleared away. Subway now delivers your favorite sub or signature wrap straight to your door with Uber Eats, Grubhub, DoorDash, or Postmates. Delivery available in selected areas. See subway.com/delivers for details. Now your WOL weather forecast, sponsored by Valspar. For today, partly cloudy, high near 94 degrees, couple clouds overnight down to 74. Tomorrow, another mostly sunny day and a very hot one, high near 96 degrees. This 4th of July, get Valspar paint and stain for the right price at Lowe's with $15 off a gallon and $45 off a 5-gallon pail. Lowe's.com/paint. Steve Fisher for 1450 AM, 95.9 FM, WOL, where information is power.
Man, oh man. Folks, this is the Marketing Pulpit Radio Show. I am Robert Gatewood, your host. We're here every Friday at 10:30 a.m. We bring you the good marketing gospel. And not only do we try to bring economic empowerment, we also try to bring our forces together. Last Friday, we had a young man, Kwabena Bortwang, from Ghana, and he's pushing an initiative called the HBCU African Homecoming. That's once again the way we have to free our minds and start looking at our brothers and sisters from the motherland and some of the many things that they have to offer and start partnering. Folks, we can't do this by ourselves. We're dealing with some very nefarious forces, people that are just downright evil, that have had their feet on our necks for so many years. That's the only place they know where to put it. And so we don't have to let them, though. Because we're going to be declaring our economic freedom from some of these oppressive forces. And that's why the Marketing Pulpit, we're celebrating early. We're starting the celebration today, right up until next year. I'm sorry, right up in the next week and beyond. We have Danny Jones in the studio, and Danny was telling us about how we can get rid of some of this debt that's been really, that's really like an albatross around the necks of many. Danny, tell folks tell the audience how they can find out more about you and your services.
Well, you can go to our webpage. It's www.financialfreedom-aaag.com. Or you can, that's www.financialfreedom-aaag.com. My company is Abundant Assets Alliance Group. Incorporated. We're located at 1313 Pennsylvania Avenue, Southeast in Washington, D.C. You can give me a call at area code 540-522-1930. Again, my direct number is 540-522-1930, or you can call us toll-free at 844-755-2224, extension 101. Again, the number is, toll-free number is 844-755-2224, extension 101. We've got some great things coming online right now. We want you guys to give us a call. You can call or text. If you don't get me on the phone, text me, and I will respond to you, because know this, that if I'm not answering your call, I'm helping somebody to reduce their debt.
All right, my man. All right, folks, his information is also on the Marketing Pulpit homepage. Go to marketingpulpit.com. You'll see all of the listening options for the show. Listen to past shows. You can also find us on Instagram, and we're also on Twitter, all things Marketing Pulpit. And also go ahead and like us on Marketing Pulpit on the on our business page, and we're going to start streaming the show from there. The Minor Football League, owned by Mr. and run by Mr. Richard Miles, CEO, they're kicking off their season tomorrow, tomorrow the 29th, yeah, over at Easton High School at 7 o'clock tomorrow night. We have free tickets. If you're interested in going out, we have about six tickets. They're season tickets for all of their games. You can take four persons per ticket. Those tickets are valued at $100 a piece. Just call my office at 301-839-2836, and we'll have the ticket for you at the front desk if you want to come out tomorrow. So we have the first ones to call in. We're going to give you those tickets to the game tomorrow. It's a great event for the family. Four people can get in on one ticket. We've given out quite a few tickets already. So call my office, 301-839-2836, and we'll have the ticket at the front desk with your name on it. We're going to talk about sales. Now, sales is a pivotal part of marketing.
Yes.
It's one of those ABCs. We call it benefit selling, advertising, of course, sales, and customer service. Now, sales, most people think about sales. They think about going out here knocking on doors and putting headlocks on people and trying to convince them to buy something that they really don't want. That is not what sales is about. Sales is about really putting a service in front of people that need your service.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, sometimes it's a lot easier, though, if you can establish what we call sales channels. That means you're not really out there knocking on doors. You got somebody else selling the product for you.
That's right.
That is so sweet. That is so sweet. I'm going to tell you three of the main ways to get your product in people's hand without you out there doing it personally yourself. The first one is through retail. Now, that's the one most of us know about.
That's right.
get your product on somebody's shelves. Now, the way that works, usually the retailer will buy your product from you at a cost, and then they will put it on their shelves and mark it up. And then the difference between what you sell it to them and what they sell it for is called profit. And sometimes you may have to do it on consignment to get into some of those hard to get into places. In other words, they're not going to pay you until they sell the product. That's really what consignment is about. So retail, the number one way that most people are familiar with is selling their product through a sales channel. Now think about retail now. You're not out there in front of the store selling it. That channel is selling that product for you. That's the whole concept behind sales channels, is that these channels move your product, your merchandise for you, whether it's a book, whether it's a service, whether it's hair products or whatever. Retail is the one that most people are familiar with. And we think about that, we're talking about something like Amazon FBA, that's fulfillment by Amazon, grocery stores, clothing stores, hair product stores, and so forth. That's retail. That's the one we're mostly familiar with. The second one is called a referral partner. Now, they don't buy your inventory. They may put your product on like an app or a website, and they will sell it for you. Now, they're not holding any inventory, but what they'll do, they will put it on, you would benefit from their traffic, from their website, from their whatever, and then they will take the order and send it to you.
That's right.
And you will fulfill it through your means. Either ship it to them, deliver it to them, they can come by the place and pick it up. That is called a referral partner. Okay? Now, that would also, Amazon also has one called Amazon FBS, which is called Fulfillment by Seller. They will sell your product through their means, through their audience, and then they will send the order to you to ship it out. Now, I have clients doing both. FBA, where Amazon will actually buy the inventory and put it on their shelves, and then they will ship it and take care of everything. Then they have FBS, which is Fulfillment by Seller, okay? And then you would do that through another type of referral partnerships. And the last one we're going to talk about today is called reseller. Now, this service is slightly different. This channel is slightly different because the reseller will sell your product in many cases under their label.
Yep.
Let me tell you what I'm talking about. So Danny will sell it to me. And I'm saying, Danny, I like you. You have a good product. I trust your security, your safety, and your everything you've done. But I have a client base that really like my name better than yours because they know me and they might not know you.
Absolutely.
Don't take it personal, okay? So what you'll do, you'll sell it to me. We call that a white label. You sell it to me unmarked, and I will put my name on it and resell it under my brand.
That's right. But we still all getting paid.
Everybody's getting paid.
Same time.
Now, this is a good deal for Danny because he did not have to. He's going to sell it to me at a discount, sometimes 15, sometimes with a 50% discount. But what Danny is not incurring in this process is marketing costs. So he has wiped out his marketing costs, and because he's saving money on the marketing, he can sell it to me at this discount.
That's right. That's right.
And that's a very popular way. I've done this with so many. And the good thing about these channels, Danny, you can be on either side of the table. I have situations where I am the reseller, I'm the resellee, I'm the referral partner, I'm the referralee. You can take this anyway as a business owner. We're going back to that economic freedom we were talking about Danny. When you are free, when you own, you have options that are not available to anybody else.
That's right.
So if I want to be a reseller one day and sell your product, then yes. If I want to turn around and say, Danny, I want you to sell my product, I'm free to do that. That's what we talk about when we talk about economic freedom.
Yeah. I want to add one to that.
Please add it.
Yeah, for the referral incentives for your already happy customers and those who have already who purchased your products, went through your programs, have been successful there. We have what is called referral incentives that for them to go out and tell people about your services and they get paid to do that. You know, people don't mind getting paid to do something that they already like.
Amen. You're exactly right, brother. So what you want to do now, there's a little work involved. Like I said, if you take some of this other time that we're wasting on nonsense and turn it back into your business, like going out here lining up these referral and sales channels, then you're going to start seeing some magical things happen. First of all, when you deciding who to market, I mean, who this referral, who the channel is going to be, always go back to the marketing 101. Who is the audience? Do you share an audience with this person that you're going to be soliciting as one of your sales channels? That's the place to start. Do they complement your service? Do they complement other products that you offer? Is it going to be like a value-added service that you can add to something that where you have a void in your product selection? So there are ways to do this and the ways to go about it, but you have to be strategic about it. Okay? Now, once you've done that, now you go out and you make a good sales proposition as to why your product will be a good partner for this sales channel, and you make a pitch. Now, if you need help with this, this is one of the many services that we offer through Gatewood Marketing. People think we just sit around here talking about these, how to sell and how to advertise. We are a strategic marketing service. We help you identify things like sales channels, marketing channels, business channels, plans, strategies. That's why we are Gatewood Marketing. That's why we've been around for the last 25 years. We can help you. We can help you reach that economic freedom. We can help you declare your independence from economic oppression. Call my company, 301-839-2836, and we can help you. Danny, thank you again. Any closing thoughts, Danny?
Oh, yeah, I have some closing thoughts. You know, as we go, as Robert said, as we go into this was great information to help business owners to be able to do it. And if you, right now, if you just add 5% more to your sales by doing each one of these things, by doing the retailer, the referral partners, and the different types of ways that we do reselling and everything, it will help your business grow anywhere from 5 to 25% greater than it was.
Amen, Danny.
So we thank God for that, and I appreciate you having me on your show, Robert.
Thank you, Danny, as always. Always glad to have Danny. He's on the fourth Friday of every month. And go to marketingpulpit.com to find Danny's information and how to contact me. And if you want to be successful, you got to do these three things. Do the right thing, do it at the right time, and you got to do it right. Enough talk. Let's get to work.
Washington, D.C.'s News Talk. 1450 AM WOL 95.9 FM.
Good morning, folks. I'm Earl Kirk. Here's the latest from News1.com, brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit scores and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Download the Credit Karma app now. Senator Bernie Sanders pitched his proposal for Medicare for All during the second Democratic presidential debate last night.
People who have health care.